Christ is risen. Again, 2 weeks after Pascha, we hear again the gospel of our resurrection. It is important to hear this again because we can lose this kind of importance of this feast, of this event for us. And this gospel wants to teach us something. There's a message somehow hidden between lines, or we can find it there in the acting, in the life of these people. And this message can help us to make our faith stronger. We see Joseph, who came to Pilate to ask for body of Christ. It was not something normal. He had courage to do this. Especially what happened before, and to ask for the body and to do burial. It was dangerous, because all Jews were against Christ. Romans didn't care, but they're not some kind of fans of Christ too. To do this, it means to that Joseph, he risked his reputation because he had high position, and he put himself to danger. He risked everything to do this act of mercy and to bury Christ's body. Those ladies, we heard about them, they were watching what was happening, and mourning after Sabbath was over. They were running to the tomb mourning. And if we read about Jerusalem, about what kind of city it was at the time of Jesus, it was not a safe city for women, especially if they were running so eagerly, you know, and through these streets towards tomb. They had courage. And not only that city was dangerous, but again, this attitude towards Christ at the moment was bad. It was dangerous. But they went there because they wanted to give the body what was supposed to give those who died. They wanted to anoint the body with those oils. They had this courage. They had this courage because of one thing. They loved Jesus. They loved him, and because of that, they didn't care about reputation, about consequences, about danger. They loved him, and they wanted to show act of love when he was dead. And I think this is some kind of key to understand what is essential in our faith. Look, if you read Paul's, you know, different Paul's, like, if I remember well, so during the last 10 years in the United States, attendance in Catholic Church, attendance in the for Sunday's liturgies dropped on 50%. It was like 30% less if you compare this situation with 10 years ago. The same Paul says that only one teenager of six stays in the church when the teenager reaches adult age. Now even like this, it's dropping down. Before they were talking that there are crises among phase of teenagers, but now they are talking that there are crises in faith in 10 years old. They refuse to come to the church. And we can see that somehow this Christianity is losing its grounds. And we see that around ourselves. And we ask, why is that? For sure, it is the reason is not that we don't know about Christ. How many people, they go through this catechesis, they go through these classes, they read a lot of books, and they have really some kind, even solid knowledge about Christ. But still, they don't believe, they don't come. Knowledge is not the problem. We have probably more knowledge about God, about Christ, about Christianity than generation before us. But we can see that this knowledge is not helping because something is missing. And what is missing is this love. It's this love which we can see in Joseph from our gospel. This love which we see from these ladies who didn't care about danger, who didn't care about their reputation, who didn't care about anything. They just wanted to show for them the last act of love to Christ. It is love which is not emotion. This love, it is not something what we used to say, because we say, I love Christ, I love God. But many times we have to admit that it is just phrase we learned. It's in classrooms and we use that because we should say that. But it is true. It is true that it is this love which forced me to come to Jesus and to be with him, even I should put to my reputation in danger. It is love which forced me, you know, to come to him and to be with him and to glorify him, even I am supposed to pay a price for that, that I give up my other things, temporary things, just because of him. It's not that. You know, like we have this study of spiritual life on Mondays. And I said to one priest, you know, said, well, I'm very happy, you know, that so many people accept this offer and they are coming, and it's great to see that. And he said, well, it's great, really. This number is wonderful. It's great. But then he was a little bit silent, he said, but not everybody should have this desire to learn how to live life with Christ. And I thought about this and I said, well, you are right. You are right. If we love Christ, so it should be this fever in our hearts to be with him, to use each opportunity to praise him, to learn about him, to learn how to be like he is. But how can we get this love which would make our life so full of Christ, full of faith. How we can get this love which is not phrased? How to love Christ and do not lie to ourselves? Look, these ladies, from the Gospel we know that they didn't show up on this Pascha morning. Those ladies were a group of ladies who were following Christ and disciples during whole 3 years. And they were serving to their needs. They were taking care of these practical things. But meanwhile, they were listening to Christ's teaching. They were learning about his words, about his message. They were with him day and night for 3 years. And this changed them so much. This understanding of Christ changed their hearts so much that they loved him. And this, their love was rewarded by something what they would not expect. They loved him even he was dead and wanted to show him act of love. But what God gave them in return, this wonderful message, I am alive and I am with you. And notice, resurrected Christ didn't appear to Pilate, didn't appear to this chief priest. Nobody of those who were against him, they didn't see him. Only those who loved him could see him. And this is what we are supposed to know about spiritual life, that we need to enter to the school of Christ, to be with him in intensive way, to really sacrifice our time to sit at his feet and to listen what he really says, not what the world is saying, what Christ is saying to us. We should really pray a lot of to be close, to get closer to him, to be with him, because this faith and love comes from him as a gift to our hearts. It's not our product, we just get it when we try to be with him. And from this faith, from this love, this mystical understanding, what resurrection means for our life is coming. And once we get this, everything will be like nothing for us. We will lose taste for temporary things. They will not taste pleasantly for us. Then we will see that not our activities, not our plans, not our way, not our somehow illusions can satisfy our heart. Only God himself. And this is a solution for the problems of this world. We will not return faith back to hearts of people through seminars, through books, through classes. We will not return back faith to God through some kind of our activities, good events, good feeling words. We can return faith to hearts of people only when we enter to his life, when we will be with him for a long time until we get these gifts which are coming from God. give you strong faith, gift of love, and then this gift of understanding God's mysteries. If we are looking for easier way, we will not find it. This way, this narrow way, as Jesus says, was tested for 2,000 years. And there is no other way. Nobody found other way than this one. When we really try to get to his presence. Let's pray. Let's beg him. Let's ask him. Show me the way. Because I want to be with you. Not only now here, but forever. Let's ask him and beg him during this liturgy, show me the way to this perfect love, perfect faith, and perfect knowledge. Amen. Let us all